Hello, and welcome to CEO Podcast. You're with Christine Satovsky, and in this episode, engagement expert Karen Schmidt shares with us that at the heart of a strong employee-manager relationship is communication. And she asks, are you making the most of your opportunities to hold conversations that will engage your employees? Whether your issue is keeping your engaged people on track or helping the disengaged to get back on track, all managers are looking for simple methods that will achieve results. Research by the internationally renowned Gallup organization has found that one of the keys to employee engagement is a strong relationship with your immediate manager. In fact, if you have a great manager and work for a not-so-great organization, their research found that you are more likely to be engaged than if you work for an enlightened organization but have a lousy manager. Karen believes that there are 8 crucial conversations that every manager should be taking advantage of in their quest for an engaged workforce. Some of these are conversations you are probably already having, and some are new conversations for you to consider introducing. All have been selected because they give managers the opportunity to directly impact on the engagement levels of their employees. The first crucial conversation is the job preview. Karen says, don't just conduct an interview. Give them a realistic preview of what the job will really be like, including the highs and the lows, the positives and the negatives. If, after hearing what it's really like, they are still keen, then you have a far greater chance of retaining them in the long term. The second crucial conversation is the induction review. An induction review conversation allows you to get feedback on the effectiveness of your induction process, as well as give the new employee a sense that they are now really part of the organization if they are able to immediately contribute to making an improvement to the induction process. It also allows you to address any questions or concerns the new employee may still have. The third crucial conversation is a probation review. Traditionally, the end of the probation period is when an employee has their status as a full-time staff member confirmed. Why not also use this conversation as an opportunity to learn more about the employee, their goals and aspirations, their strengths and weaknesses? They may be more willing to discuss these things with you now that they know that their employment is secure. The fourth crucial conversation is the performance review. Too many managers and employees look upon the performance review process as a form-filling exercise designed to make the human resources department happy. They don't take full advantage of the opportunity to have one of the most crucial engaging conversations. The fifth crucial conversation is the employment anniversary. Put yourself in the shoes of the employee. A milestone arrives, another year on the job, and no one notices. It's a bit like having a birthday and everyone forgets. Now imagine what it feels like to have your birthday remembered and celebrated. The purpose of this conversation is to get them to think about the year just gone and to contemplate the year ahead. The sixth crucial conversation is when there's a major event. It may be appropriate to initiate a conversation with your employees before, during, or after a major event, particularly of those involving change. Your goal should be to explain what is going on, answer their questions, discuss any of their concerns, and finally, get their input and feedback on how the process is being handled. The seventh conversation is the stay interview. The important question that remains unasked in so many exit interviews is not, why are you leaving? But why are you not staying? Rather than leave it until it's too late, why not conduct a workplace health check in the form of a stay interview? The stay interview is a relatively new addition to the manager's toolkit. And the main benefit of this conversation is that managers are able to identify issues and problems at an early stage before they reach crisis point and people start leaving. The last crucial conversation is the exit interview. The exit interview is designed to uncover issues that were glossed over, promised and not delivered, or misunderstood during all stages of the employee's relationship with the organization. They can also be used to highlight the areas where the organization is excelling. What you learn in the exit interview process should be used to improve the realistic job preview discussion that should form part of your recruitment process. If you have employee engagement challenges, you can contact Karen via her website at www.letsgrow.com.au. If you'd like a written copy of this article or to discover others like it, head on over to the CEO Online website at CEOonline.com. While you're there, you can also find case studies, top CEO thinking, learning modules, book summaries, and many other resources to build your business, management, and leadership skills. We hope to see you on www.ceoonline.com soon. That's all for this episode, and join us next time for Influencing Others in Remarkable Ways with Ian Berry.